ZipRecruiter, get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
And now a star is born. On August 5th, 1930, the world welcomed little baby Neil Armstrong.
That's one small push for a mother, one giant leap for baby kind.
Neil Armstrong, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's time
to buy for news.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. This developing story, South Korea's military says North Korea has fired two unidentified projectiles into the sea off its east coast, its fourth such launch in less than 2 weeks. After China devalued its currency, a stock sell-off, the Dow down 767 points.
This sell-off today was broad-based. Tech certainly was the leader because there's so much exposure to China, but it also was in retail. It was in the industrials. You know, it's difficult to find any kind of stock out there that doesn't have some, you know, tentacle or touch point to China.
Jackie DeAngelis with Fox Business.
We are truly heartbroken to have to be here to report this.
Dr. Stephen Flaherty with El Paso's Del Sol Medical Center reporting two more deaths in Saturday's Walmart massacre. The number killed now up to 22. This is Fox News.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
Those who are insiders or watch us on TV in the morning already know about this. It's the Oscar Mayer hot dog ice cream. Well, that's kind of my reaction to it. I was going to do the 1 in 5 millennials have no friends as the most electrifying story, but I didn't want you to feel singled out, even though I know you have friends.
Yeah, let's say. And it shouldn't go against any of the rules that I pay them to be my friends.
No. No.
Well, not so like that.
This, because I'm looking for any, because I don't want to look at the news. The news is wait, so truly this, testing my sanity.
This is ice cream flavored like a hot dog?
It'll be an ice cream with chunks of wieners in it. And, it follows up last week. You may remember French's announced that they were going to make a mustard ice cream.
I did cover that one when you were out last week. Yes.
Okay.
And that one sounds, though, more palatable than hot dog ice cream.
Maybe you should mix the two. That's, I mean, if you're gonna actually try it, but yeah. And another breaking food news, We have this one today.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Hostess is going to be releasing dark blue Twinkies.
Is there any flavor?
It's not just the chat. Yes, berries.
Ooh.
A berry filling. So the outside, the sponge cake, which we have known for decades as that traditional golden sponge, is now going to be looking like a sneaker.
It's going to be blue.
It's going to look like a Skecher. The pair of shoes I wear from time to time?
Yeah.
It's going to look like them.
Well, I'm sure that fruit filling will be like natural preserves, right?
Twinkies, I think, have a shelf life that's rather substantial.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll be around for a long, long time. But, you know, again,
they're not my favorite mass-produced snack by any means.
Is there nothing beyond the reach today that's got to be reinvented for some stupid reason?
No, I think stoners are running the culinary world. I really do. Just walk down the grocery aisle where you see like all these stuffed cookies now and different chip flavors.
I finally, after all these years, have my own guilty pleasure in binge watching. Oh, that's another thing. I have really come to love The Office. I've been watching it like crazy. Who's out there today with the white supremacy? Rainn Wilson. You ruined it for me, douchebag. You play a great douchebag on the show, but being Dwight Schrute on The Office does not make you an expert on anything. Why did you have to do that? You're going to spoil that show for a lot of people because now we know you really are an a-hole and not just playing one on TV. Too hip for the room, man. Too hip for the room. So there's this.
Oh, I wish I had some hot dog flavored ice cream. Ketchup sprinkles would be so tasty. 'Cause if I had some hot dog flavored ice cream, nobody would want to share with me. Oh, I wish I had some hot dog flavored ice cream. Sauerkraut instead of some whipped cream. Most people probably
there you go. And don't forget, your go-to electrician is right there at MrElectric.com or 245-1566. Master Certified Electrician. Traffic and weather. And then Brett McDonald is going to join us, and we'll talk about, well, not a very good day on Wall Street.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock hour, and we have a couple of problems in traffic this afternoon. We have an accident on Vaughn Road right at the boulevard in front of Popeyes, so be careful if you're in that area. We have a couple of problems on I-85 that's slowing traffic down. We have a slowdown between Ann Street and Perry Hill Road on the northbound side, and on the southbound side, traffic is jamming up around the interchange, so be careful there. There's a lot of folks leaving the downtown area on Madison Avenue. It's real crowded when you get up around the intersection of Federal Drive and Ann Street, so be careful there. And Taylor Road is busy this afternoon. Be careful from the Atlanta Highway all the way out to Vaughn Road. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked? It wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues, although the storms will tend to fade out later on tonight, overnight low 73. Thousands of kids start school as early as tomorrow. Some schools start later in the week. Looks like we're getting back to that standard summertime forecast. Just some spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there, with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s, lows at night in the low 70s. And that forecast will be in place from tomorrow through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We haven't seen, in fact, this is almost like Groundhog Day, because last December we were going through this and we came out of it all right. So let's talk about today's market with Mr. Right on the Money, and that would be Brandt.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald. I've got some audio issues here. You had kind of hinted at the potential for some stuff last week when we spoke on Thursday. Because I remember you using the words "watch out."
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. You know, and the thing was, on Thursday we were talking about the reaction by Trump. I mean, we had Lighthizer and Peter Navarro and obviously Mnuchin, who were over there in China trying to continue these negotiations. And then Trump hits China with $300 billion, 10% tariff on $300 billion worth of goods, and basically, you know, threatened them and said, do a deal by the end of this month or these tariffs go into effect on September the 1st. And I don't think the Chinese much appreciated that. I remember telling you on Thursday, I said, boy, he really is rolling the dice here because if this thing comes off the rails, it's going to get ugly really fast. And, of course, that's what's happening today. So what did China do? First of all, I think they shocked everyone. This was not something that anyone was expecting whatsoever. I mean, to devalue their currency is, well, let me put it this way. They've always pegged their currency at around a 7-to-1 ratio, you know, 7 yuan to $1. And they haven't, come off of that for probably about 11 years since the financial crisis. Well, they did it last night. And the reason they did it is because they're trying to make their goods cheaper, offsetting all these tariffs. And that was a big deal. That is a major league, I'm talking big time, shot across the bow, directed right at the president. And then on top of that, they said, we're not buying any of your agricultural goods. We're stopping all imports, not some, but all, which is what he wanted. So they're really hitting him where it hurts. You know, he's already got, I think, $16 billion or so in farm sort of relief as the farmers, U.S. farmers, go through all of this because they're experiencing some pain with this trade negotiation. So he wanted China to step up and buy agricultural products at a bigger clip or a greater pace. And so now they've gone the other way. They said, no, we're not buying any. And then furthermore, they said, and oh, by the way, we're thinking about putting tariffs on any agricultural products that are already on their way here. And so they have absolutely ratcheted up the rhetoric. And, you know, so, yeah, we were down at one point today on the Dow Jones around 850 points. And the futures markets in after-hours trading right now indicate probably another 400-point drop in the morning on the Dow.
Yes.
And this is very serious. I mean, and we've been telegraphing this for months, and this is why we keep up with all this stuff, all these data points, these 26 systemic indicators that we monitor, very complex stuff. I mentioned those on Thursday. I started reading off a few of them. One thing that's interesting, though, you know, the credit default swaps or the risk premiums really widened out for HSBC, which is a UK bank, and got significantly wide, meaning risk premiums, it went up greater, a pretty big gap between JP Morgan, what their risk premium is, and HSBC. And the reason is because HSBC has a lot of dollar-denominated loans in China. And China's economy is really not in that great a shape, which is now another reason why we tend to think, why in the world would they do this? Well, I'm telling you, they feel like they've probably been kicked in the teeth by the president so much now that their pride is kicked in and they're going to kick back. And they have, in a big way. And if this continues, then there is a real risk that we could all go into a global recession. And I really do mean that. I mean, you can't just take 25 to 30% of the world's GDP, which is the United States, and another 15% of the world's GDP, which is China, and grind both of those trading relationships to a halt and expect there not to be significant fallout. So this is definitely a big deal. We'll see what China does overnight tonight. They are set to readjust their currency again. We'll see if they keep it where it's pegged right now or if they pull back and go the other way or if they get worse with it. But I can tell you, I told Joey off the air, I feel pretty good and feel vindicated right now. I mean, I really do. I mean, over the last several weeks, we have tried to come on the air and really tell the listeners and tell, you know, especially clients who are listening, that, you know, we're in the risk management business. You have to manage the risk, particularly if you're retired or if you're nearing retirement, and we have a lot of clients who fit that bill. And so currently, I would say on average, we're probably 55% out of the market right now. Not only that, but the things that we own are going up in the middle of this. That other 55% is going up. So we feel really, really good with how we're positioned across the board, particularly in our growth with income model, our income with moderate growth models, and certainly our income with capital preservation model are all doing really quite well, considering what we're going through. So now the question for us is when do we start to take advantage of some of the weakness?
Well, this is really cheering me up. the question, you know, from my end, is this reversible? Because with all the other crap going on in this crazy-ass world we live in, this is not... I mean, the president has that economy. That is his mattress. You know, the Democrats don't even discuss the economy when they're having one of their silly debates. But if this correction takes us out of that healthy economy, jobs start getting lost, God only knows what could happen here. And I'm wondering,
that's why I'm saying,
who's got the president's ear that he's making these moves?
Well, you know, that's why I have to stress, I mean, he is absolutely rolling the dice. He's putting his whole presidency on the line.
He sure seems to be, based on what you're saying.
No, he really is. I think, okay, so, you know, he promised the American people. I mean, what did he say all through his campaign? You know, America first. And he's taking on the whole world. I mean, he's been dealing with Europe. He did the New Deal with Mexico and with Canada. And he's a hard driver. And but this thing with China is different. China's a different. They think differently. And they really are in this for the
long haul. Well, they never think about what's best for their people. They only think about
what's... Well, they don't have to.
No.
You know? They're a communist country.
Yep.
And they don't worry about elections and all this other kind of stuff.
Nope. And it's shocking to think that level of callousness is what so many people are trying to institute here. That same mentality. That's what comes with socialism, communism. Not that there's a whole lot of difference between the two.
Well, and here's the other thing that we haven't really talked about. You think about what's going on in Hong Kong. I mean, we're seeing protests there now.
Yeah.
That we haven't seen in years, years and years, and that's beginning to get out of hand. There are a lot of things that are going on that we definitely are watching and monitoring. And all I can tell you is, we look at these data points. We've been looking at them for the last several weeks, and when we start to see those flashing warning signs in the market, particularly with those systemic indicators that we keep up with, we have to listen. And it's not, they're not looking any better, I can tell you that. They're just not. And all of this really has to do truly with this trade war. But, you know, on the other hand, I don't know what else you're supposed to do, though, because, I mean, look, as we've said also on the air, I mean, China, since 2001, when they came in the WTO, the World Trade Organization, they make all these promises and they violate them, every one of them.
Yeah.
So at some point, someone in Washington, or someone's got to come along to say, this is going to stop. And I've said on the air, this has got to stop. And I don't blame the president for taking them on and trying to right all these wrongs. But at the same time, I've also think I've been pretty clear in saying, this will not be fun going through it.
No, you've actually used that
and
specific
it's not.
Term.
Yeah, so...
Well, it'll be interesting to see what transpires between now and tomorrow. Maybe something will change, but we'll have you to talk about it with at 5:10 tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. I will say I think that interest rates are going to probably go significantly lower. The Fed, you know, they tried to be cute last week with their Fed meeting. They cut a quarter of a point, and they... tried to, you know, be politically correct and all this kind of
yeah.
thing.
I recall saying last week that I think the deep state runs all the way down to the Fed. I don't think there are, that no agency in this government is immune from that. And if they can hurt Donald Trump, they will, because he's not one of them. And that's all they have against the guy. He's just not one of them. He didn't come up through the system, so to speak.
That's very true.
Just as we get to reach out and talk about this stuff with Brandt every day at 5:10, how about when somebody like Brandt or one of his incredible team members at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management is a phone call away for you? When they're helping you build for your future. You just heard how they are able to look down the road and see trains coming down the tracks. And guess what? I guess if I don't want to oversimplify it, because this is very, very heavy-duty work they do. But the idea is to get out of the way before the train hits you in the rear end. Would that be a good way to, a valid metaphor?
That's a good one.
That's how people succeed. They see what's coming and avoid it or do something else. And this is what they do at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management so well. And again, a few dollars here and there start out building something, and before you know it, it's growing into something that really becomes a nest egg and something that builds for your financial future. 387-0094 is the number to call. It's no obligation to visit, just to talk about you, where you want to be in a year, 5 or 10 years down the road. 387-0094. Brandt, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yep. Look forward to it, buddy.
I appreciate it. That was actually a little more dire than I was realizing. And I hope Biloxi Gambler, who had called earlier about what does this mean when they devalue the yuan. The most significant thing Brandt mentioned in this conversation is they don't have to. They're a communist country. They don't care about their people. They're just numbers. And you need to understand that the people that want to become the leaders here want that kind of numerical control, so to speak. Because then you just become another number that gets assigned. A doctor, a place to live, a job, etc. Total control. I don't know why that's so important. That's not within my DNA, so I can't answer it. 5:23, back to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch cruising through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and there's a couple of accidents that might slow you down this afternoon. We have one on East Boulevard right at Carmichael Road. We also have one in the downtown area at High Street and Bainbridge, so be careful if you're in those areas. Otherwise, traffic is moving along pretty good for this rush hour. We have a big crowd on the boulevard, especially between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway and around the Interstate 85 intersection. If you're on the interstates, everybody's moving along great on I-65. I-85 is slowing down in the downtown area around the interchange, so be careful there. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you to do. GameStop is a gamer's paradise. Lindmark can help you financially, and there's lots of shopping and eating. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. It's time for Mr. Sandman's Not Quite Famous End of Summer Sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $399, queen mattresses from $149, twins from $99, full headboards from $79, queen beds from $149, special discounts available on Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light and then, if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant de vous avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
News Talk 93.1 FM. And again, our thanks to Brad McDonald for, and I think, he hasn't called. Biloxi Gambler, I think he answered the question about the one. And it really gets down, you know, it was chilling. The conversation with Brant was chilling. Mm-hmm. Because what the Chinese do has nothing to do with them looking out for their own people. It's about trying to hurt us. They don't give a damn about their people. So they can make these decisions to devalue their currency or whatever to make a political point or a global political point. So we'll see where it goes from here. We've been down before. We've been up and down. History says that it'll come back. We have these stock market events. It'll come back. And generally, it's not taken that long. I mean, when you think the market was below, the Dow was below 22. About the 21st or 2nd of December last year. And it came all the way back to well over 27. Now it's down in the upper 25s. The thing with the market is, and everybody that's been invested in it has told me this, you just got to, don't go in it if you're not willing to go for the ride. If you get motion sickness too easy, you're not going to handle it right. ICDs. Whatever. God, do you know that, if I'm not mistaken, you could open up what they call a passbook savings account. Of course, that sounds like an antique, and it is, because it's many years ago. But banks would actually pay you 4% a month to hold your savings.
Oh, yeah. I have all the receipts from those deposits they gave me in my roll-top desk.
I do have a roll-top desk.
It was just a shot in the dark.
Well, those congratulations. Cool. You just wounded me. You hurt me with that.
Why?
Because it triggered me.
I'll suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, if I can take the millennial BS, I suppose. If I can dish it out, I should be able to take it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about for the rest of the week?
Nothing.
That sounds good to me.
Nothing in particular.
You could teach me about, you know, dating and women.
What would you like to know? Ask me anything.
How do you fail with grace?
How do you fail with grace? Fail in what regard?
Like, get rejected. Like, go for it. And like...
You mean targeting a woman?
No, more like you go on a few dates and you realize this isn't going to work out. And
you realize that, not her.
Well,
what happened? Who came to that conclusion first?
Yeah, let's say I did. How do I let somebody down?
Then it's not a failure.
Okay.
It's not a failure at all.
Or the relationship has come to a halt.
Winning.
How do I do that gracefully? Have you ever had to put somebody back on the shelf?
I got a pantry full of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure I'm on a few pantries myself.
Sure, yeah.
The key, Joey, is to learn that you never base your self-worth on somebody else's opinion of you. So if it doesn't work, it's called being a real grown-up to recognize this is not. Let me tell you something.
By the way, the ratings are great today.
So it's like that old thing with the Greek chick.
Yeah.
That was a lot of wasted time.
Mm-hmm.
Because on our second or third date, she said something that in my conscience, that inner voice we're supposed to tune into.
Your little Jiminy Cricket.
Well, I'm listening to Jiminy, and he's saying, this is not going to end well. Mm. This, you guys, forget it. She's hot, but forget it.
She is hot.
Did I forget it? No.
How did that end up hurting you?
It was bad.
Mm.
And I could have avoided the whole thing.
Mm.
So, if you're Jiminy,
mm-hmm.
and I think mine's, well, he's had more time to, I think he's bigger than yours.
Right, you develop a relationship.
If you're Jiminy,
he's
telling
well fed,
you,
I'm sure.
That's not, is telling you this is, no, Joey, then you listen.
Okay.
And that's a win. That's not a failure. When you overcome, because you're, first of all, at your age, you probably spend, I would guess about 70% of your day in a state of lust.
No, that's about accurate, actually.
So
I'd say higher than 70%.
Don't confuse relationships with that.
They both have four letters, love and lust, but they're not the same thing.
I was just going to say that.
You're
they both have four letters, love and lust, but they're not the same thing.
Reminded me of a Prince song, yeah.
And a lot of guys can't overcome. They confuse the two.
Hmm.
And that's how they get hurt.
Do they ever meet in a healthy way?
Well, yeah.
Nice, okay. I'm just hoping I have something to look forward to.
Oh, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Many more women you'll put on the shelf.
That doesn't sound like a...
Until you find the one that's the perfect Mrs. Joey. Can we change the subject? Oh. Let's talk about the CBD store.
Mm.
I don't remember the last time that we have introduced a sponsor to the show where there's been such an immediate rush of people going to investigate the products they offer at the CBD store. The CBD store was made possible after the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill, which legalized the use of industrialized hemp. You know, and it's funny because three centuries ago, many of our forefathers knew the value of industrialized hemp. And the products at the CBD store contain no marijuana. They are legal in all 50 states. And there's less than 0.03% THC in products sold at your CBD store. It's very regulated, but it's also very effective. Now, my recommendation for pain, for whatever it is, better sleep, whatever it is you're looking for help with, even dog treats. Yes, at the CBD store, they also have treats for dogs that can help them with pain and other issues. Talk to the staff, because they are so well-versed. There's no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to anything, really, but especially this and your health. So talk to Barisa or Laurie and get the scoop from them, because they know this stuff inside out and they can help you make smart choices. That is your CBD store. It's on the east side of East Chase. You know where the Minnie Brown Parkway is. You turn by the Bojangles there. You go up a couple of blocks, make a left into that plaza. There's a Renfro's Adams Drugs there. Right across on the west side of the plaza is your CBD store. They're open right now and until 6, 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And again, Marisa and Lori, these are people you will know very, very quickly. They're really good at what they do at the CBD store. Here is Denise.
Hello.
I was
calling to jump in on the advice for Joey on how to get out of the situation when he knows it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Never lie to try to keep hurting somebody's feelings.
Make
a clean cut. Just say, hey, you know, you're a lot of fun. I enjoy spending time with you, but this relationship, I don't really see it going anywhere. And I think it's better if we just go our separate ways now.
What if it's more like a mutual addiction?
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, then you lay down the ground rules that it's just a friends with benefits situation and there's no relationship to it.
Either that or you got to go to rehab, because...
Way ahead of you there, exactly. Denise.
Because it's like a drug. You may have to go to 12-step meetings over this chick. I'm telling
right.
you.
Yeah, yeah, it's possible.
See, you got to get more information there, Joey.
Yeah. Well, I can't. I'm kind of sworn to secrecy.
Yeah.
Discretion being the word, you know.
But, yeah, I mean...
If I were you, I would call Chad or another lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have a document drawn that says specifically,
mm-hmm.
this relationship between Joey R. Clark,
mm-hmm.
and whoever this is,
mm-hmm.
is to be within these bounds only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nothing else.
Right.
It is to be a relationship without expectations beyond the bedroom.
What if that contract has been in play, let's say, for a few years now?
If it's not in writing, it may as well not exist at all. It's got to, that's called an understanding.
But what if you want to get out of that understanding? But you can't because
you
it's...
You just get out. Yeah,
because you got to, you keep going back.
Right. It's called addiction.
You may as well go out and buy cocaine after the show tonight.
Really? That's your recommendation?
I'm not suggesting that you do that, but if that's the way you're going to be, I see nothing but doom ahead of you in your life.
Yeah. I mean, that's a situation where you got to quit cold turkey.
Yeah. Thank you. It's, yeah.
Okay.
You just got to walk away from it. If you have to, you know, you tell them, hey, it's over. If they keep trying to call, block them. Whatever.
If you want to do it in a clever way, see if you can get her to stand in one of those outdoor ashtrays and say, symbolically, turn her, you know, rub her legs and turn her.
Doesn't sound like that would help my situation at all.
And say, no. I am putting this butt out.
Yeah.
Better yet, have her sit in the ashtray.
I think you're going to get me killed, Greg.
And say, this is a metaphor for women.
Yeah, I say you just say, look, it's been fun while we, I'm done.
Yeah.
See you later. And then just...
I'm taking my toolkit and I'm going away.
Right. I'm taking my toys and I'm going home.
I'm going back to the Bat Cave.
Exactly.
And you better do it soon. You really, between this and the power company, I don't know which is... Do we have anybody that works for the power company that can help? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I've tried calling her.
I hate saying this, but the government would be easier.
I've tried calling during breaks, and I can't get through to them. It's driving me nuts.
Well, it ain't helping me either. I got nobody to talk to, and I'm feeling alone and abandoned.
Aww.
Know what we should do? We should go to a lawyer we know. Write up a contract.
Yeah. Well, Denise, you really were.
Thank you, Denise.
A great contributor to today's show. Thanks. I like the ashtray metaphor. We are making some home improvements. We are going to be painting some doors and some parts of the outside of the house we're going to be using. We already bought it. Richard's paint for the inside front door and solar proof for the outside panels and trim that needs a fresh coat of paint. And the solar proof by John Lee Paints is excellent because we're going to use a light color. And you don't want a light color getting all mildewy and then it looks like a hairy leg. You don't want that. The mildew is disgusting. And you literally have to repaint it if it gets too bad. It can't happen because the viscosity on John Lee's solar proof is so tight that it can't establish itself. It cannot reproduce, so to speak. So I think it works. Take my word. The science behind it works. Interior-wise, I said go to Eddie Bader's page and take a look at my old place there. Take a look at that interior color and how great that looks. Mm-hmm. That's Richard's interior paint. And it just holds up like nothing else. So whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're hiring a professional, insist on the best for the best possible outcome. And that's John Lee Paints, solar proof for exterior, Richards for interior, and a team that will guide you to all the right choices for rollers and brushes. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, right out in front of Atlanta Highway there. Wonderful.
Hey, Hi. How are y'all?
Yeah, I'm just kind of tired. I've been teaching Joey.
I know. And I want to weigh in on that.
Okay.
He said, you know, it's like an addiction to him. It's maybe an addiction to her, but more to her than it is to him. And if he feels he needs out of it, he needs to get out for her sake and his. I mean, I think because a woman is much more emotionally involved than a man ever is going to be, and she may act like it's sort of a casual thing, but I guarantee it's not. Guarantee.
Wonderful is right. She is right. There's no such thing as a casual woman when it comes to emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And she may, you know, kind of want to act like he is acting as if it's okay, this is just a thing. No, it's more than a thing to her.
You better listen.
For her sake, bow out. And when she pursues you, just don't be sucked back in. My advice.
Tell her you're with your new boyfriend or something that, you know, we'll throw
there
at this.
There you go.
Wonderful. Anyway. I think you made some brilliant points that young Joey really needed to hear.
That's well said. Yeah.
Oh, gee, thanks. It hurts. It really does. But anyway, he's got to do it. He's got to rip the Band-Aid off.
You do. You do. And you better pull up some scab with that Band-Aid, too.
For real. Y'all be good.
Thanks. Maybe a little hair.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch, making our way through the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, and we have several accidents to tell you about. We have an accident in a busy spot at Bell Road and Vaughn Road, so be careful there. If you're on Capitol Parkway, we have an accident at East Washington Street, and on the old Atlanta Highway past Chantilly Parkway, we have the bridge near I-85 blocked due to a disabled vehicle. Let's be careful this afternoon and get home safely. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues, although the storms will tend to fade out later on tonight, overnight low 73. Thousands of kids start school as early as tomorrow. Some schools start later in the week. Looks like we're getting back to that standard summertime forecast. Just some spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there, with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s, lows at night in the low 70s. And that forecast will be in place from tomorrow through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by the IRS. Scaring the hell out of people over their taxes for over 100 years.
The Dow is down 400 points right now.
We could see more selling big time.
What is going on?
What is going on?
Are you kidding me? What is going on?
Are you freaking kidding me?
I still say it'll come back. I'm could care less about that right now anyway. I got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was down there on the thinking stoop.
Yeah, what were you doing? Thinking?
Thinking about you.
Oh, really?
Because I'm the kind of you want to know why.
Because I want to help.
Okay.
With the situation you're in.
Mm-hmm.
I've changed my mind on a couple of pieces of advice because I was thinking about the president.
So no cocaine.
No.
I
only said that metaphor. You may as well go out and buy some cocaine.
Okay.
It's the same thing as it is with this woman.
Right.
Because it makes you feel good. So but it's temporary.
You don't want me to do the whole...
Remember that revenge is anger's orgasm.
Indeed.
And I made that one up by myself.
That's well said. Well crafted. You must have polished that one for a while in your mind.
Here's my suggestion. When are you supposed to be in contact with this?
I'm not supposed to.
Then why are we talking about it?
We just... There's no set date. It's just, I know it'll come around again and...
Here's my suggestion. This is less emotional. If you're tempted, mutually tempted, which
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Because this seems like, you know, that's the thing.
That's what it is.
It's not one person trying to break away. It's mm-hmm. two.
Yes.
I think you should place a tariff on her.
A tariff?
Yeah. I mean, a punitive one, a high
Greg,
tariff.
I'm not a gigolo.
Well, no, nobody's saying you are. But that's a lot nicer than rejecting somebody because of all the...
So how would I... I would charge a tariff? Like $100?
That's a good start. Because you're busy, you're trying to advance your career.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to insist on wanting what I have...
Kind of sounds like I'm becoming a gigolo then, though.
Then I have to impose a $100 tariff per...
Right.
And she got a lot of money?
Not really. I don't even know.
You may have to put a higher tariff on your... Okay?
Oh, wow.
Look at how it worked with Mexico.
You actually, I'm pretty tickled right now. It's an idea. It's better than the whole treating somebody like a cigarette butt.
You look to people that have had success
right.
for ideas. That's what half a cigarette and 5 minutes on a thing is produced. Oh, my God, it's 84. Analog rain gauge boy is in the house. Have a seat here. Maybe he, because he's also older and wiser. Maybe he has some thoughts on what we've been discussing.
I'm definitely older. I don't know about the wiser part there, Greg.
We're not talking about education levels here. We're talking about life experience wise.
Let's just say, hypothetically, I'm in a mutually addictive situation.
I just suggested that rather than go through it, what do I say? Just say, if you want to continue to, it's going to be a $100 tariff.
And I said, that kind of sounds like I'm...
Are you getting a cut off this, Greg?
And
No.
And okay. Then...
I'm a sovereign country in this scenario.
Yeah. Well... You got to think of your as sovereign, too.
Right.
Or you lose all your respect for yourself.
No, it kind of sounds like he's suggesting I be a gigolo. And I don't know if I'm down with that.
No.
If anything, I'm a pro bono gigolo.
No, you're not a gigolo. You are a product that has value to this person.
Right.
This will cause her to look at her own part, role in this whole thing, and say, no. You're right, young Joey.
I would
say... That way you're not having this big moral squabble with yourself.
Well, and I would say for the most part, to be serious, just a little bit.
Okay.
If you're having to question the relationship you're in, get out of it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Or do something really unpleasant, like say, hey, I've got a new hobby... 84 is teaching me how to slaughter a pig. Would you like to come and attend?
She might take him up on that, though, Greg.
If she wants the bad enough, yeah. I still think you should consider
slaughtering a pig.
My tariff plan.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, here's the latest polling data on the Democratic nominees.
How'd you go from that to polling?
They're... No, I'm not going to say they're in the same.
Look at the time.
Well, that's what Rich Thomas says every time we wander into unpleasant territory on the morning show. Where, in my case, I'm out of time. So... I'm going to go now.
Okay.
And in fact, I'll even give you an 84, a couple of extra minutes here, because I'm going to, you need the time. You need the time more than I need the time. And with him, you should listen to him.
I don't want to be some charity case over here, Greg.
It's not a charity, Joey. We have.
Yeah.
Run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
So just listen, okay? We're further along the highway to hell than you are. So we can help you change those flats along the way. I'm leaving.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way on through the 5 o'clock rush hour. And boy, there's some accidents around town this afternoon. We have one at Capitol Parkway in East Washington. Another accident at Bell and Vaughn. There's one at Norman Bridge Road and Linwood Drive. And at Vaughn Road and Chantilly Parkway. If you're on the interstates, everything's moving along pretty well. We don't see any big problems for you there. The boulevard's real crowded, especially between the Atlanta Highway and the interstate, so be careful there. It's no fun when you come home and your pet has destroyed the trash. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pet in safe areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. This Wednesday, President Trump travels to El Paso, scene of the Saturday massacre that has now claimed 22 lives. Mayor DeMargo says he knows the visit will be controversial, but...
The president is coming out, and I will meet with the president. And I guess for people who have lots of time on their hands, I'll deal with their emails and their phone calls.
Some blame the president's anti-immigrant rhetoric for inciting violence and inspiring the mass shooting.
This is not a political visit as he had before, which I did not visit with him, but I was noted from the podium, as I recall.
In Dayton, Ohio, 9 people dead in another mass shooting. President Trump calling for expanded mental health treatment.
Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger. Not the gun.
Democrats want expanded background checks and a ban on assault weapons. This is Fox News.